by Riverside.
Welcome to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. This is volume 2026, episode number 33. Our drop date is Thursday, August 13th, 2026. I am your host, C. Willie. I'm joined again this week by the lovely and talented
Porter Peep. Guess who we have? The one and only Savannah Chestnut is in the house. What's going on?
Hi, guys. How are you?
Welcome. We're so happy to have you.
Happy to be here.
Joining us from Kansas, so right in the heart of the country, and your music is really of that genre. You really play. In doing our research and reading up about you, one of the things that was said was you look to connect and comfort as many people as possible through your music. I think that is just an amazing statement.
Thank you. Yeah, I think really music should be about bringing us all together, just kind of getting in touch with those inner emotions. So that's kind of the way I look at it when I write a new song, is like, how can I relate to people with this and how can I help them work through something with my words?
Well, and in a relatively speaking, a relatively short time, you have had a very exciting and interesting career. Of course, you've had the opportunity to open up for a number of very high-profile stars in the industry, including one of my heroes, which it absolutely enamored me to you, is Gary Allen.
He's awesome.
I saw that and I said, I need to talk to her.
Gary's
a lot of,
very underrated.
He absolutely is. That's very true. And of course, a number of our fans are going to recognize you and know the name from season 20 of The Voice. You were with Team Blake. That had to be just an absolutely amazing experience.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. It's definitely a different experience being on TV and learning about that world a little bit, because I knew nothing at all about television.
How were the folks there to deal with? I mean, did you get much actual interaction with them?
The Voice, like, staff and production, everybody was pretty nice. As far as the coaches go, the celebrity coaches, you really don't spend a whole lot of time with them. But I mean, everybody was pleasant. You know, the interactions weren't bad. A lot of times they just seemed pretty tired, because I would always be coming in at the end of their like 13-hour filming day. So,
yeah, that's got to be very different than what we see each week on TV. There's no question about that. And of course, you've been recognized for what you've done. You're a four-time nominee as Female Vocalist of the Year in the Rocky Mountain Music Awards. So that's very impressive in and of itself.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a pretty cool award show. I actually just got nominated for a Josie Music Award as
You did not.
So I did.
Are you going to be going?
I'm not sure yet. I want to, but it'll have to make sense travel-wise. So
well, we're going to have to talk after we get done with this, because we're nominees as well, and we've got some special things going on there. So we'll
so
talk.
Cool. Yeah.
We'll talk to you about that. Congratulations. That's awesome.
Yeah. Congrats to you, too.
Thank you. So it all got started in your grandparents' bar. Is that correct?
It did. Yeah. My grandparents owned a bar in Emporia, Kansas, called Sody's when I was a kid, and we'd do karaoke nights, and I would go in there and sing. My mom was helping out in the bar a lot, so we spent a lot of time in there. And that was kind of, I'd always liked to sing, but the karaoke nights were sort of when I realized that people actually liked hearing me sing too. So it was just a great excuse to keep doing it.
Absolutely. And now, throughout your career, have things, obviously, you've matured in your singing over the years. You've understood a lot more about the business and so forth. But from that start, how have things evolved for you in your career?
Oh, gosh. I mean, it's an ever-changing industry. I think you're never done learning, because it just keeps changing, especially at the point where I've come in. The internet's really changed everything, but I think I just keep, you know, I keep writing, I keep singing, I keep striving to be better and kind of trying to find ways to improve. And I think I've continuously, you know, grown over the years, both talent-wise and as a business person. So you know, you just keep figuring it out along the way.
Yeah, you never stop learning, do you?
Yeah.
The first song that we've got queued up, one that we just love, is Dance With Me. Can you tell us a little bit about the backstory with this?
Yeah, so a couple things. As you mentioned, I'm from Kansas. I feel like country music mentions the South a lot, definitely mentions Texas a lot. There's not really a whole lot that gets said about the Heartland. There's a couple songs here and there, but it's kind of vague. It'll just be about like farmers or something. And I really like to put a lot of imagery from my part of the country into my song, so you'll hear a lot of that in there. And then also just, I love to dance, so it's just a song about wanting to dance with somebody new that you really like and get to share that experience.
All right. Well, let's enjoy this one with Savannah. This is Savannah Chestnut's Dance With Me.
Sound of steel guitars and just get lost. Let you lead me round the floor, spinning like we're in a music box in some old antique store. Oh, baby, dance with me like a tumbleweed, like tall grass on the breeze, like fireflies in the field, like an old sidewalk, pasture or a honky tonk, and I don't mind. If it's faster, if it's slow, you always keep me on my toes. Pull me close and we'll let go.
Dance With Me from Savannah Chestnut. That's a beautiful song. And the imagery is amazing in that. That's really nice.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we are going to take a quick break. We are going to come back on the other side with Savannah Chestnut.
Can't take your purse into the show? Here's a safe and convenient alternative, Wallet Buckle. They're super stylish, convenient, and very safe. Go to walletbuckle.com and check them out. And if you enter the coupon code QUARTERPEEP, you get 15% off your order. That's walletbuckle.com.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Savannah Chestnut talking about Kansas, talking about the beauty of her songwriting. And I'd like to ask you a little bit about that. What does it look like when you're writing your songs? Do you have a process that you follow? Is there a pattern? Is it different every time?
You know, it's a little bit different every time. Sometimes it just starts with a couple of lyrics that are an idea. Sometimes I start with a melody and come up with lyrics that fit with it. I kind of just fiddle around on guitar at home and kind of work it out until something good comes together. Sometimes it's, you know, I write something new in a day. Sometimes it's weeks or months. Trailer number three, for instance, took like years.
Did it really?
Yeah.
And isn't it interesting that some of the ones that we kind of grasp onto, that's the process. It evolves over time. Was that the sort of thing? And this is the last song that we'll be playing tonight, folks, trailer number three, which has quickly become Quarter and Peep and I's absolute favorite. So you're in for a treat. But is it something that you come back to from time to time until you feel like it's ready?
Yeah. My thing is I try to never force it, because if you do, it's, people will be able to tell. It won't feel right. It won't be authentic. So if I've been trying and trying with it and it's just not really coming together the way I want it to, I'll kind of put it down for a while, come back to it later. Hopefully that's not too, my dog likes to throw his bone around every time I'm actually trying to use
it. Savannah, it's hilarious because on the other side of Quarter Peep right now is our dog, and it's amazing she's asleep right now because she usually is doing the same thing.
Yeah, he's quiet all day long until recording this happens. Something. And then he like tosses this giant bone from the butcher shop around on a hardwood floor, just like throws it. Yeah.
We can relate. So over the course of time, now you talk about this and how the songwriting process kind of evolves, and we talked a little bit about how you feel you're constantly learning. Have there been big challenges for you that you've had to overcome, or things that over the course of time you've just said, yeah, you know, that's part of the biz, and we're going to deal with it?
Sure. I mean, this is an extremely hard business, so there's been a lot of things that have been difficult to accept about it, whether it's, you know, the fact that you have to basically try to be an influencer as well as a musician, and you're posting online, so you're going to be dealing with some rude or mean comments from people, or just dealing with like difficult venues when you're doing all your own booking, managing that kind of stuff. I had a couple different independent record deals that flopped. I've had a lot of disappointments and heartbreaks over the years. So you just kind of have to keep taking it and keep going.
It's the yeses that make it worthwhile though.
Yeah. There's been some cool wins for sure. And it's kind of a myth when people say you have to learn how to hear the word no a lot. You don't really get told no much. You just get ignored. Like you have to get used to being ignored by the people at your shows, by your own friends and family when you put out music, by anybody that you reach out to in the business that decided you weren't worth the time of day. Like a lot of times they don't tell you no, they just don't respond to you at all. That makes it worse.
I'll tell you what. We can completely relate because it's not just from being on stage that occurs or the angle that you're in. We have much the same thing. So we can relate. Okay. We sympathize.
Yeah.
So this next one that we have queued up, another phenomenal song, Flower in a Ditch. Tell us a little bit about this one.
So this one is actually my mom's favorite. It's I was kind of feeling sad one day a few springs ago. You know, like a lot of artists, I go through my moods, you know, we're kind of notorious for that. And I with imagery from around my part of the country, there was lots of little wildflowers popping up along the roads when I took a walk, and I was feeling kind of just inspired thinking about them, and just kind of went home that day, wrote this song. I would say it's just about learning that sometimes what you think are your biggest disadvantages in life can actually be what makes you the strongest and what kind of gives you your unique edge. So, yeah, that's what one's about. Oh.
That is a great philosophy to go by, too. So keep that in mind, folks, when you're listening to this one. This is Savannah Chestnut, Flower in a Ditch.
Came from nothing but some dirt. Now you're just trying to prove your worth, ain't you, babe? A little wilted, little weathered. Looks like you've seen better days, but you're still standing just the same. Little flower in the ditch. Wanna be seen. You wanna be paid.
Another beautiful song, and with a great message too. I think the message behind that is as powerful as the music is. Beautiful song, Savannah Chestnut's "Flower in a Ditch." Very nice.
Thank you.
You bet. Hey, we're going to come back after this break and talk with Savannah a little bit about how you all can find her and see what all's going on in her career. We will be back right after this. Hey, Quarter Peep, what's with all the packages that have been hitting the front porch these past couple of weeks?
Well, I was hoping you hadn't noticed, but they're my new workout wear from Wear Playground.
Well, I knew you'd been up in your workout game, and I was just thinking the other day how good you looked in those jump track leggings.
Jeez. You know, I am loving them because they're stylish, supportive, and they perform. From leggings to bike shorts, tanks, tees, and sweats, Wear Playground will elevate your workout game too. And if you order using the promo code VCS, you'll get an additional 20% off your order. So, hey, check them out at wearplayground.com. And don't forget the promo code VCS.
Welcome back to the Vehicle City Sound Music Podcast. We are with Savannah Chestnut, listening to some absolutely incredible music. And I know there are a number of folks that are going to want to know, where can I see you? Where can I hear you? Where do I find your music? Where do they, Savannah?
I'm on all the streaming platforms, so it's not hard to find if you just look up my name, Savannah Chestnut. YouTube, iTunes, Amazon, whatever platform you use. And then I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, I'm on Facebook. The Facebook music page is Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands, which is my full band name. But everything else is just Savannah Chestnut.
Well, and quite an impressive social media presence, yeah, too. I know I first, and I'm sorry, I'm an old man. I'm kind of out of touch with all the cool kids. But I first kind of came across your TikTok presence and really became aware there. And you do a great job with that. You're yeah, out there a lot.
Thanks. It's hard to keep up with. And to be honest, it's not at all part of the business that I particularly enjoy.
Yeah.
Because again, I didn't want to be an influencer. I just wanted to be a musician. But there's really no way around it in today's industry. You kind of have to be very present on social media.
Yeah. Oh, no question at all. We found the same thing. Quarter Peep is kind of the marketing genius behind what we're doing. And I go kicking and screaming, but she tells me what to do, I do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's difficult. And you have to be out on it all the time, don't you?
Yeah, you kind of need to be coming up with videos like pretty constantly. And it just gets hard. It's how many other ways can I promote this song, like other than just repeatedly posting the same thing over and over and over again? Yeah. You got to come up with so many new ideas for it.
Well, speaking of videos your songs, this last one that we've got queued up, which we've talked about what it was like writing this song, an incredible video with it. The message that's with that is terrific. But tell us about Trailer Number 3.
Yeah, well, I grew up in this little single wide trailer in a little bitty town called Americus out here in Kansas. And it just played a really big role in shaping me into the person that I am today. And I wanted to write a song about it for many years, but I just didn't really know what to say or how to word it. I wasn't sure where I wanted the story to go yet. And so I'd kind of had an idea to call it Trailer Number 3 and kind of keep rhyming off of Trailer Number 3 throughout the work, but I just didn't know how to put it together. So it took a few years for me. I would kind of come back to it every so often and finally came up with this one. And it's really special to me and my family. It's never going to be like a big, commercial hit song, but it's definitely one of probably my favorite that I've ever written. So I'm glad that you guys like it.
Oh, you bet. And it's really kind of your story.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really is. And the video is awesome, folks. I absolutely encourage you to see this. But is this really, in fact, this is kind of your story?
Yeah, this is 100% all my story. That's what it's about. Yeah.
All right. Well, let's give this a listen with that in mind. This is Trailer Number 3 from Savannah Chestnut.
Daddy got a second wife, Mama got a second job. Title to a single wife, me, my sister, and the dog. Sometimes fairy tales don't turn out like you dreamed. So she raised us in Trailer Number 3. They were holes in the floor, duct tape on a crack in the ceiling, fake wood panels, faded wallpaper in the kitchen. I understood the difference between a want and a need when we lived in Trailer Number 3.
job in high school, and I saved every penny. When I turned 19, I moved out to the city. With bleach blonde hair and starry eyes, there were thousands just like me. Better neighborhoods than trailer number three. 'Cause I grew up between plywood cinder blocks, and I knew who I was, and I knew who I was not. I spent a lot of years just trying so hard to be more than the girl from trailer number three. Mom called the other day and said they finally towed it away. I've learned to appreciate the lessons it taught me. I'm sad to see it go, 'cause the best parts of me are all because of trailer number three. 'Cause I grew up between plywood and cinder blocks, and I know who I am. So be just the girl from trailer number three. Cause I'm the girl from trailer number three.
Yes.
Oh, so good. Oh.
Savannah Chestnut's Trailer Number Three. It just again, Savannah, it's just your lyrics, the way they make you feel, the realism of it all. Mm-hmm. It's just an absolutely amazing song. Beautiful song.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys enjoy it.
Absolutely.
It's a special one for me. So.
Oh, I can imagine so. And we thank you very much for being a part of our show. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. I've had a dog in my lap.
Oh, really, that's great. That's we love that. We love that.
Quarter Peep. Thank you guys for having me.
Absolutely. Quarter Peep, who do we have coming up next?
Yes, we have Tyler Payne.
All right. We're looking forward to talking with Tyler. That is a wrap on this evening's show. We'd like to thank our special guest, Savannah Chestnut. Thank you again for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Folks, if you know more folks like Savannah that you would like us to be talking to, please drop us an email. VehicleCitySound@gmail.com is where you can find us. And if you want to know where Quarter Peep and I are going to go out and get in trouble, when we're going to go down to the Josie's, what we're going to be doing there, our schedule is on the website. VehicleCitySound.com is where you can find us there. We appreciate everything you all have done for us. We appreciate having Savannah on tonight. And hey, everybody, do good things.